We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you.
Good evening, Clarice.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Bye.
Are you ready for some meatballs?
Woo, that coach, enjoy that, Detroit Lions fans. That's going to be fun. Wow. So welcome to the Meatball Composer. Thanks for listening. We just finished the NFL Championship weekend. We got our Super Bowl teams and a lot of just weird quarterback news. There's going to be so much quarterback turnover in the NFL this offseason, and nothing like I can ever remember seeing before. And the Bears are in that mix. Who's going to be their quarterback? Is it going to be one of these names floating around that's going to be in a new team, like Matt Stafford? Is there any possible way that they could trade for Deshaun Watson? No. They're probably going to draft a guy, but then you need someone to take the reins this year, maybe next. So it's just a lot of just weird quarterback moves. It's quarterback pandemonium, I tell you. So here to talk about all that and more is Mark Jansen. And we are going to answer all of your pertinent football questions and the things that have kept you up at night regarding the NFL. And yeah, so thanks for listening. I'll go get Mark. Let's do this. Well, we know who's going to the Super Bowl. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be hosting, which has never happened before, the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about football. What's up, Mark?
What's up, my friend?
Well, we got another Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Pretty remarkable. The guy's pretty ridiculous at winning playoff games for some reason.
Okay, yeah, he is, but he was not good.
Well, I think that needs a little more nuance, personally. He had a really good first half and a really bad second half.
Really bad second half.
One of the interceptions was not on him, but the other two were. And he was kind of all over the place. But they did the Lord's work in slaying the Green Bay Packers for us.
His best throw of the game was right before halftime.
That was a wonderful sequence.
That was a beautiful throw. And King, the Green Bay cornerback. Oh man, he did a great Chris Conte there. That was
King had. I know there's too much hyperbole in sports, so I'm trying not to be guilty of it.
That's
where does about. Where would his, if you actually cared to do this, where would his rank game rank in one of the all-time worst performances by an individual in a big game like that? That's not a QB where it's super obvious.
Yeah.
He was terrible the whole game. He killed the Packers.
And it wasn't like one play, like the Saints defensive back against Minnesota. Was that Lattimore who
I don't remember.
Gave up the touchdown to Dig, like right on the sideline. Was that anyway?
Was he in the league then? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't him, but whoever that Saints defensive back was. But it wasn't just one play like that. You're right. It was the whole game. And, oh, man. I thought maybe he had a Bears jersey on underneath. That's how.
And that was – I was waiting for him to rip it off Hulk Hogan style. The NWO! Kevin King's a Bear! And I can just imagine that. Good God!
Almighty! Yeah. And, you know –
Oh, God!
I enjoyed seeing Adrian Amos make a few crucial coverage errors too. That was
yes, good. We love them when they're ours, and then we're bitter when they leave, especially if they leave.
Well, when you leave for Green Bay,
yes,
when you leave for Green Bay, that's apostasy. You know, that's right. you can't forgive that. So.
Betrayal can never be forgiven, Chris.
That's right. Agreed.
All right, so yeah, NFC, we got Aaron Rodgers had some interesting comments after the game, but it seems like that's settled down. But
is this the quarterback episode other than the conference? Like, there's a lot of QB things flying around.
There is, but it seems like that's settled down with him. Like, he was just, you know, speaking, you know, passionately after the loss and remembering, oh yeah, they drafted my successor already, and whoa, poor, you know, woe is me, poor Aaron, blah blah blah. Maybe there was
I think part of it's serious and he's backtracking, but I don't just entirely dismiss it, but I do think most of that was the frustration of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, this is the best outcome Bears fans wise, right? Like, they continue to waste Aaron Rodgers. They've got one World Series out of it. Like, that's a failure. I mean, I know we would kill to have another one besides, you know.
Did you say one World Series?
No, did I say World Series?
You said World Series.
You can just mute me the rest of the pod. Guys, Chris is going to roll solo now.
Yeah.
How dare the Packers not win more World Series with Aaron Rodgers?
Seriously.
What an incompetent batch of morons.
Especially with his three-point arc, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you would really – he should dominate on the court.
That's all right. It's been a long week, I guess.
It has. I've been in quarantine with a four-year-old the whole time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's been great, but I'm still going stir crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Rodgers, he played okay too. He didn't really have that great of an Aaron Rodgers game that you expected either.
No, I mean, the numbers don't look bad, but he was definitely not himself. The whole offense was screwed up by the disguised coverages and disguised blitzes.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Bowles gets the game ball. That defense played great.
They did.
And that fits the whole new thing about the defense in the NFL is that you have to confuse the QBs now. There's too many good QBs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know we're going to talk Sean Desai in a minute, but that was a great job.
It really was. Even though, you know, it was Tom Brady running the defense, not Todd Bowles, because Tom Brady does it all. That's why
Bruce Arians is a heck of a coach too. That whole thing coming together, their defense stunk last year. When did it get good? I'm so confused. But they got some players.
Because they got Tom
Brady. The linebacking core is nice.
Yeah. And did you how many times did you hear the reference to that? You know, the Bears could have hired Bruce Arians, but they chose Mark Trestman instead. It seemed like that popped its head every now and then last week. Which is like
we're always look, whatever the Bears do in the last 10 years. You can pretty much assume the other option would have been better. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm getting annoyed at all the Debbie Downers like Joe Ostrowski and all these guys on Twitter. But I'm a fan, right? Like, I'm allowed to be a little bit irritated.
Yes.
There's still hope because all it takes is some dumb luck, and it's a league designed to create parity. If I was paid this for a living, I would try to be a bit more objective. But it sure seems like whenever there's option A and there's option B, whichever option the Bears don't take would have been the better one. Trestman, Bruce Arians is a good example.
Yeah, like the George Costanza do the opposite. That's
Phil Emery, Chris Ballard. Ooh.
Yeah, actually, I got a tweet about that later. Actually, I'll get to.
But, they're George Costanza. The McCaskies, are George.
They got to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. They're George, and they're led by a guy named George. This is perfect.
I really thought Green Bay was going to win. I did not think Tampa. Of course, I thought they had a chance, you know, because everyone has a chance. But I really did not see Green Bay losing that game, and they did. And to see things like the three Brady picks, and then Rodgers did nothing with, or the, I shouldn't say Rodgers, the Packers did nothing with them.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to put your finger on the Brady stuff sometimes, but like Green Bay gets like 6 points off of three Brady turnovers, and Brady turns like a fumble and an interception into 14 in like the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. But that was the game.
It was. It was, I forget.
And the bad fourth down call. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I can't remember who tweeted it, and I think I sent it to you during the game, but it was someone had said 73 seconds ago it was 14-10, and that was the Bucks had scored right before halftime, scored coming out of halftime. I think that was the order of things, but it was just rapid fire. Like, holy cow, they put this out of reach.
Yeah, and they never really did get back. They were there, but they didn't ever get the lead back.
Nope.
I thought the other thing that really stood out to me, that there's, of course, we'll talk about the call and the fourth down decision. But the thing I think was biggest in this game that I'm not getting a lot of coverage on or seeing it is the Bucks finally made the Packers pay for Bakhtiari being hurt.
Ah, yes. That is a great point.
That was jarring to me as a Bears fan. The Bears couldn't do it twice.
That's a really good point.
Or was it twice? No, I guess they only played the one game where he was out. But the Bears couldn't do it at all.
Saints couldn't either, apparently.
And the Saints couldn't do it. They have a great pass rush, but the Bucks did it. So I don't know if they had the line confused.
No, the Saints played the Bucks. Who was I thinking?
Who played Green Bay? Rams.
The Rams couldn't do it. Rush. That's what.
Come on.
That's it. Yeah, that's what
I mean. We are now going to mute both of us and end the show.
Good night, folks.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
Meet Paul Composer. Yeah, the rejuvenated Leonard Floyd. Well, he's on the other side.
Usually,
of the line, yeah. But yeah, I thought the Rams would be the only team that could stop Green Bay because they had no Bakhtiari.
I thought the Rams had a better chance than Tampa.
Yeah.
If they'd come in with their offense functional, but clearly it wasn't. But yeah, Tampa's actually got a ton of talent, top to bottom.
Right.
The Bears beat them, though. We have to remember their best two receivers were out that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Evans played, but it wasn't himself. He played.
Yes,
hurt.
Evans played. Yeah.
Godwin and the third receiver were out.
Yeah.
And boy, they targeted Godwin a lot in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So Tampa Bay, we probably didn't rate them highly enough.
No. Nope.
And I know we're all sick of Brady to some degree. I think it's kind of awesome that they won three road games to then host the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
That's the fix. The fix is in. The penalty.
So says Benny Cunningham. Do you see that story?
No, I did not. I was kidding. Mostly.
Our former running back, Benny Cunningham, says the league has players sign things and that it's all rigged.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think it's probably CTE, you know, like, no joking. Like, that's the kind of thing that bad cases lead to people doing, right?
Wow. Wow. And then following Q online.
Let's move on.
Sorry. Wow, that's interesting.
So, but the penalty and the fourth down decision, got to do that.
Yeah, but real quick, I do want to say something real quick though about Tampa Bay. They were stacked, and that's why Brady went there. And the one thing that annoys me
offensively, and now the defense got good out of nowhere, I think.
But people are talking about, and let me give a caveat. Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks, probably the best quarterback ever. Okay? Let me say that.
All right, I'll leave it at that.
But it's not but people are talking like he went to the Jets and lifted them out of the abyss and taken them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's one reason why I wanted to make sure we talked about their defense a fair bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady makes good choices.
He's without a doubt the smartest.
He keeps playing at 43.
He's the smartest quarterback.
Pictures of him compared to his draft, he looks younger, fitter, better. Like, I'm like buying some TB12 over here. You know? Like,
yeah.
He's also nuts. I'm pretty sure he's crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
But it works. Avocado ice cream works. He's got his supermodel wife. He chose to live in Florida with a roster that was a QB away, and here he is.
Yeah.
Kudos to the man. And he's poised. He gets it done when it matters most of the time.
That's all I wanted to say. Well, last week he didn't. He had a great first half, like you said. The call. Let's talk about the call.
Oh, the call warmed my soul because I'm really worried that the Packers have found a great head coach to pair with their perennial great QB play.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that kept them from maximizing Aaron Rodgers more was Mike McCarthy. And then LeFleur did that. And Rodgers, like, throws him under the bus. That was the highlight of my weekend. I'm a bitter, miserable man.
Now, did you know that apparently the math that a lot of younger football analysts, statisticians like to use, the math actually was in favor of going for the field goal there?
See, I love the new math. I love all that stuff. I'm one of those so-called younger. Thank you for the compliment. Yes. I'll take that.
Football, you're welcome, my friend.
And for pretending I'm a football analyst. I completely disagree.
That's why you're on the show. Yeah.
Because if you kick the field goal, you still have to get all the way back down to potentially score a touchdown.
Yes.
The sheer amount of yards that asks you to duplicate versus getting the 6 and then getting to the 30 for a realistic field goal to win it, it's just the wrong call, especially because you have to take into account that you have Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize he didn't have two downs to work with on that third down play, so he said. I guess, I don't know. If this makes me old school on this, then fine. But if you have Aaron Rodgers, you've got to make sure he gets every chance to get you that TD. I'm going down with Aaron Rodgers swinging, not hoping my defense gets the ball back when they've been trashed pretty much the whole game, except for picking off tipped passes and overthrown passes. What else did their defense do well that game? Nothing.
Yeah. And with Aaron Rodgers, with Aaron Rodgers swinging, you got a good chance to make it back to the World Series.
That's right. And win that WWE championship belt.
Here's my problem with it, with the math side of it. Okay. All math is not created equal. And let me explain. If you're down by 5 to the Bears and Mitch Trubisky's getting the ball back, I think you got a pretty good shot of 3 and out getting the ball back, right? But you weren't going against Mitch Trubisky and the Bears. You were going against Tom Brady. And that right there tells me that the math is not as objective as you would like to think it is. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's what I mean in a lot of ways. Like, the math is great, but the math is it's a base neutral. So it doesn't think about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Right.
And, oh, the Green Bay defense hasn't really stopped them much today, except for really errant throws. So if they keep the short passing game and run, you may not get the ball back. Like, all that is something the coach is supposed to be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he failed pretty spectacularly there in going for that field goal with all of that as the context.
Yep. And falling back on the math said blah, blah, blah. Like, no, come on, man. You can't be, no.
It's just not that simple.
No,
I don't think so. And I think he got it wrong for sure. And so does Rodgers, apparently.
Yeah.
And the math is also probably not looking at, well, what happens when your QB thinks he has two plays and he doesn't, and then he does what he did on third down, which is throw it away.
He should have ran.
And he should have ran, which he would have if he had two downs, because he gets down to the one probably. I think they would have stopped him. They're faster than he is.
Yeah.
But it would have been a productive play, setting up a really interesting fourth down. Like, that's not in the math anywhere.
Right.
And that's hindsight for us, but I hated the decision at the time, and it just reinforced it.
Well, so, I thought he was going to run. I thought he was, like, in while everyone it was happening, I thought, oh, he's going to go. Oh, he's not. Wow. Anyway.
No, sorry, he would only saying. Do that to the Bears, the most soul-sucking fashion, right? Not even beat you with his arm to tie the game. He'll just run.
Yeah.
All right. The call,
yes.
Which does not deserve to be known as the call, because it really wasn't that big of a deal. I thought they should have called defensive holding, because he held his jersey for like 3.5 hours at the start of the play, and then it wouldn't have been even remotely controversial, and it would have pretty much led to the same outcome. But any Packers fan that's listening, you didn't lose the game because of Kevin King's pass interference.
Nope.
You lost the game because of everything else Kevin King did. Couldn't help myself.
Yes, very true.
My big problem with the call, though, is they were pretty physical all game. So I think you can definitely quibble with that. But that leads me to another point. I hate the idea that you could call the playoffs differently than the regular season, because it always sets us up for this kind of stuff. Just call the game the way the rules state to call the game.
Yeah. There were other plays throughout the game that could have been called penalties. And the one Rodgers
that part pick. Is frustrating.
Yeah. The one Rodgers pick, you could argue that
he's got
I can't
his
remember who it was.
Yeah, his shoulder or something.
Yeah, he totally had his arm around him.
It would have been a really bad ticky-tack call, but there are a bunch of plays like that jostling. Yeah. That's why I thought at the end of the play it was iffy. The beginning of the play, he holds him, and it's like the jersey's like sticking out.
Yeah,
the
there's that's a why couple like, great
just call defensive holding. It still ends the game, and no one's going to question whether it was the call correct or not.
Yeah. It was it a penalty? Yes, objectively, I think it was. Sure. But I also think that they were letting the boys play, as they like to say, all game. And in that moment, when it was third down, and I personally didn't think the ball was catchable.
Probably not catchable. Hard to say when he's been held since the start of the play, too.
Like, I get
where was he supposed to be?
I get that, but it looked deep and far, and wide, to quote the old Sunday school song.
Again, just call holding, because that was clearly what it was.
Right, yeah.
Agreed. Anyway, all right, Bills Chiefs?
Yes.
Anyway, now it's not why they lost. Bills Chiefs.
Yes. I
have very little to say here.
Yeah, you pretty much knew the Chiefs were going to win. I thought it would be cool if the Bills did, but they just don't have the firepower. And, oh, my goodness, I like Josh Allen's future. But man, that boy likes to hold on to the ball too long. Oh, Nelly.
I like his future. I like the Bills a lot. They're fun. They're a really fun adopt a team when your team's not in it. The Bills Mafia fan thing is awesome.
Yes.
They're not ready to beat the Chiefs, and I don't know when they ever will be, because the Chiefs are exciting and they're about to be boring. They're going to New England us all with a more entertaining brand of football, but they're just going to be here every year until they break up the band. As long as they have Mahomes, Kelsey, and Hill, they are going to be a handful, and they're going to be in the thick of it every single year. And I must admit, as fun as they are to watch, I'm already almost sick of it. It was such a foregone conclusion after the first quarter when they finally got going, you know, and they scored 21 straight, and I'm like, and this game's over.
Yeah.
And I'm bored.
For some reason, when the Bills missed their extra point, that's when I knew it was over.
I was like, yeah.
It was up. It was 9-0. I'm like, oh, it's over. It's done.
It's like your only chance is this like cocaine induced crazy momentum that you just keep for the entire 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, they missed an extra point, and now the Chiefs have the momentum, and whee, there they go. Yeah. You know, like, I don't understand how you're supposed to keep up with them.
Yeah. I think it's because I figured the Bills would have to play a flawless game, and missing that extra point push that right out the window.
Well, the Chiefs make you do that.
Yeah.
But they do have a key injury going into Sunday's or next Sunday's Super Bowl.
Who?
Fisher's out, their best tackle.
Oh.
Shades of Bakhtiari being out. Mm. More on that next week. But
yeah,
they basically look unstoppable. So
they do. They're a juggernaut.
They all picked them to repeat, and that's pretty rare, and they're looking like they're going to repeat. I don't really think there's much to break down in that game. Mahomes played, they're not going to lose. The end.
Tyreek Hill is a video game. That's another thing. He's just
bling, and then if you focus on him, then Kelsey just catches like 15 passes for 10 first downs, and you slowly bleed to death. So just pick your poison, but you're gonna die.
You know, it's like, yeah, I'm sorry, Buccaneers. I just don't see how. Although the last time a team would probably be that heavily favored would have been the Rams over the Patriots in 2001. But
true. Yeah, the Bucs can win.
They can. They've
got a ton of talent. They're not likely to.
I don't think so.
Next week, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the Niners. Remember, their strategy was be careful. We don't want him to freelance Mahomes. That is, like, they almost were like afraid of their pass rush being effective. Is the weirdest thing you've ever heard in your life. But you're like, actually, I kind of see why, because they think he's more dangerous when the play breaks down.
Mm.
So I mean, I know they can lose, but they just seem pretty much impossible to beat if the defense is playing well. They're going to put up points.
Yeah, 15-1, pretty effortless run in the playoffs. You know, if they win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, after a 15-1 regular season, you know who the last 15-1
team? Were they 15-1 or 14-2? Did they mail it in the last game? I think they did the whole we don't need to play anyone thing.
Did they lose the last game?
To the Google machine?
Yes.
Either way, I see your point. It doesn't really matter. I'm just curious.
Well, my point is that the last team to go 15-1 and win the Super Bowl was the 85 Bears, my friend.
Da Bears, with all this talk of explosive offense and terrific quarterback play, will you now come to the Chicago Bears?
14-2. You're right. The Chiefs were 14-2. My bad.
That's okay. It was not a real loss.
My bad. Yeah, exactly.
The Bears are safe, though. How about that? So the Bears have a coordinator.
They do. Tell us about him. What do you think of you talked about his name before I even knew who he was a couple weeks ago. So
Sean Desai. He's been around the Bears for a long time. He's got a PhD in education, I think.
Education administration or something like that. Yeah.
So pretty interesting guy on that note. Obviously intelligent. Players seem to love him. I guess he's the best or second best candidate in terms of promoting from within. I think he could be really good. He's Fangio tree in terms of trying to disguise blitzes and coverage and mix things up, whereas Pagano was so vanilla it was too easy to carve him to pieces.
Quite vanilla.
So I'm excited to see what he does. I hope he gets more than 1 year, because I think it'd be a real shame for him otherwise. And I don't even think he's the real story on in terms of the Bears coaching staff right now. I like that hire, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is everybody jumping ship.
Mm.
For all the talk of collaboration, apparently it only goes between Pace, Nagy, and McCaskey's, because the assistant coaches are like, yeah, about that, we're out.
Well, you
five
still...
or six of them have left now, and only a couple of them were actually promoted. They don't think this job exists next year for them, and they're bailing.
Oh, that's an interesting point. I guess I didn't think of that because, you know, Lazor's still around, and DeFilippo's still around.
We lost a guy to the same exact position, but for the Lions.
Oh.
They gave that mad psychopath 6 years, by the way. That's a lot of new.
Oh boy, this could be fun though. But yeah.
Oh yeah, I love him already.
Mm-hmm. So Desai from the Fangio tree, mm-hmm. so to speak. Well, based on what you said a little bit ago, and the way you beat these quarterbacks nowadays is you got to confuse them. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah,
well,
I love them,
right?
For that reason. Yeah. I just who's his position coach? You know, mm-hmm. at various spots because they all left. I think, except for Deshae Townsend State, I think. There's going to be a lot of turnover on the coaching staff on both sides of the ball. And depending on your perspective, that's either good or bad in terms of performance. But it does strike a nerve in that if you were a Bears fan who wanted a clean start, well, the assistant coaches that left are essentially saying they would have agreed with you.
Mm.
That they feel like this is just being put off for a year. If they believed in these guys, they wouldn't be jumping ship.
Is it possible that they just don't think they'll get the quarterback right?
Could be.
And the team won't be better? And maybe if they got the quarterback right.
Yeah, I don't know how else to read it, but that they just don't think this job is there next year, that mm-hmm. they're going to have a new staff, and that means probably gone. I don't know that I've ever seen five or six assistants leave without the coordinators really leaving. Other one retired, of course. It's just
quote-unquote retire.
I like the thought, partially like it, that the assistant coaches watched that press conference and were like, guys, we should collaborate to get the heck out of here.
Oh,
what do you
my
think
goodness.
That Ryan Pace about all these assistants leaving?
Well, for the opportunity they're going to get, I'm fired up for them. I really think that they'll put everything on the table and get it fired up. Then the table will be on fire and, you know, they'll always be part of the family and, it's exciting. I'm fired up.
Thanks, Ryan.
That's all I got. I know what you're saying, Mark. You just got to get the quarterback right. And I didn't get the quarterback right. But I like Mitch. Too. Mitch is a good guy. He just can't throw the ball. Is that a problem, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm fired
also,
up that you gave me that right answer.
You can't read a defense. That's the biggest problem. But
congrats, Mitch. That's right. At least he got some kind of ring. Well, I guess he didn't get the ring. He gave it to him.
They're a beautiful young couple. He's living the good life. He's about to not be a Bear. He's having a great month.
Where do you think he ends up?
I don't even know.
But somewhere.
There are way too many bigger dominoes that have to fall first.
Yeah.
Segway.
Hey, real quick before the segue.
Oh, you ruined it.
I'm sorry. Well, look at. Did you hear who Houston's new defensive coordinator is?
I don't know if he can be a defensive coordinator if he doesn't get off the bus running the football.
You got to get off the bus pressuring the quarterback. Yes, Lovie Smith is back in the NFL.
Pick up the football.
After a stellar career at the University of Illinois.
Well, what's next? Is he going to bring Mike Singletary with him with his one high school win?
One high school win in 2 years. Yeah. Nice going, Samurai.
I was too young to remember Ditka, who I think is overrated anyway.
Yes.
Lovie Smith is the best head coach of the Bears in my lifetime.
Yes,
and his
me too.
Defense is an absolute dinosaur. Unless he makes major adjustments, this is an awful hire. And everything about the man suggests he won't make major adjustments.
Well, Lovie right? started to absolutely. Lovie started to get in trouble with the Bears when he couldn't beat Rodgers. Like Rodgers just carved up the cover two.
Yeah, you know, it was too predictable.
He always knew where the hole was going to be, and psh, there it is. That was Lovie's downfall in Chicago. So, yeah, unless he's willing to step out of that cover two base, it could not be – could not end well for Lovie. And it could happen quickly, I'm thinking. But,
that's how it always ends, right? Head coach hire was weird, too. That came out of nowhere.
But at least they've got a quarterback. Or do they?
Oh, you're trying to bring back the segue.
Yes, that's mine's the segue. Better. It was. I'm sorry. I ruined your segue.
How can we not talk quarterback market when it sort of seems like this could be a pretty entertaining offseason?
And not just Deshaun, but all over the place. But Deshaun is the biggest story here.
I know we've talked about how he was overrated with the Mahomes stuff. He had an amazing year. We don't need to rehash that. I think he was a lot better this year than I ever imagined he would be. I will eat crow there. I think it's safe to say at 25 years old, with the second highest QB rating of all time, trailing the guy that they should stop mentioning in the same breath with, and leading the league in yards, has a better player ever been on the market? Like a more valuable player considering position, point in their career, and at least individual achievement?
This Jay Cutler, my friend.
I've spent 35 years of my life wishing the Bears could get a QB this good. And the Texans are like, man, we're a bunch of racist idiots. Let's tick him off and maybe trade him. This is the goal. He's the goal. The whole thing, you're trying to get him to win, and they're going to trade him. It's hard to believe, but we're here, and I think it's going to happen.
That's crazy. I can't believe that. I thought it was just blowing smoke for a while, but man, that smoke ain't going away. It's billowing more and more.
As a fellow football historian, can you think of anyone with more value being traded? And again, QB makes it almost has to be a QB.
Honestly,
trade me or else. Like Herschel Walker is going to be the comp whenever we see the draft pick haul and Ricky Williams. But those guys, they're not as valuable as Deshaun Watson.
The only thing I can think of recently was Jay Cutler, but that wasn't to this level.
Not as good as Watson.
And a lot of that wasn't known at the time, too. I think Jay was
now, Mac leaving was his third year. Amazing seasons, was still pretty young, but he was the second or third most valuable position in the sport, not the most. And he was still 2 years older.
Well, I'm thinking about just quarterback. That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, I'm just thinking anyone, and I can't think of one.
No, not like this. Not like this with as much upside and potential.
And Manning was too old by the time it happened to fit what I'm saying. That's the normal thing, Favre too. But the team that acquires him, if they wanted to franchise tag him after his extension, could have him for 8 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is wild.
Yeah.
And we're going to get sick of hearing about it, but it is a huge story. And the Bears are on the list of teams that people are talking about linking to.
I guess, but how?
Unlikely as it is.
How can the Bears do this? How could they do this? I just don't see how. What are they going to trade?
I said it last week. I think it was last week. It starts with his no trade clause. The Bears would have to get him to say, I don't want to go to the AFC East. Like, he doesn't want to play Buffalo or something twice a year. He'd have to force his way to a team like Chicago. The Texans could say they want him out of the AFC come, hell or high water.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you don't have to compete with the Jets and Dolphins, who obviously have the most to offer. Then you're competing with other teams that are in the right wheelhouse, and if you just give them an extra first or something, maybe they take it. But it's really hard to believe the Bears can outbid these teams.
That might not matter
if Watson's like, no, I'm not going to play for the Jets. I don't know why he'd say that. Everybody seems to want to be in New York. And Miami's amazing. Like, hello. They get free agents in every other sport without any trouble, at least especially NBA. No taxes. The roster will be really good with the QB. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's still super far-fetched, But the Bears are in the hunt, according to Rappaport and Schefter and all these guys.
I'll believe it when I see it.
It's all about Watson's no trade clause initially, and then it's about compensation. But usually that means a list of like five teams, right?
Yes.
But I still think it's hard for the Bears to top those. He looks good in orange. Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, he does, yeah. But I felt good even before Khalil Mack got to the Bears. I felt good about those chances with getting him. The Cutler trade, I had no idea. You know, I was kind of still, you know, learning my learning how all that stuff worked and the politics behind it and everything. But for this one, I just
it's incredibly far-fetched.
I don't want to get like hopeful.
10% tops, you know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But it should be zero because they shouldn't have gotten to this point. Right. I just can't get over that part.
Yeah.
Just that it's looking more and more like the second best young QB in the league is going to be traded. And then people are like, well, they want to pick to get their next QB. I guess, but how about you just don't trade him?
Yeah. You got the guy, you know who he is. You don't have to, you know, play the guessing game or the wait and see with one of these. Because history tells us that all of these prospective QBs that are going to go in the first round this year, if there are four of them, maybe two of them will be good, right? Isn't that what history
tells us? Yeah, and it's almost impossible to think they'll have a better start to their career than him. Now, Jacksonville can say with a straight face they're not going to give up Lawrence, also because of how cheap he'll be for the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a factor. And Miami just hired Tua's high school coach, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Like, wait, are they not in the Watson sweepstakes? I feel like they could totally win the Watson sweepstakes. Like, they got the stuff to offer, and it's a cool place to play. Like, why would he not go there? Why would the Texans not want that offer?
Oh, it's so humid, though.
I still think they're the most likely, but then you hear that they hired Tua's high school coach. I'm like, wait, are they committed to him? I thought people thought they weren't.
Perhaps. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I doubt.
So, you know, then you've got the Rodgers thing, which I don't think is going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think that's
quite next year.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely Stafford, he's been given permission to seek a trade.
He will not be a Lion, yeah.
He is not a Lion. Bring him on to Bears.
Bears. There's no way, though, that he goes within the division, right?
I would love to have Stat Padford on the Bears. No, I think he gets a bad rap. I love that joke, though.
It is a good
joke. Oh, no, they're not going to trade him in division unless they get, like, absolutely nothing from anyone else, and the Bears are, like, the only team offering a first or something. His value is really hard to figure out because he's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a chronic back issue.
Yeah.
He's 32, but he's been playing in the NFL since he was 20 or 21. He's like the opposite of Rodgers there. You know, like Rodgers is older, but football years, they're like the same. Only his injuries are worse. They're not going to get anywhere near like what Watson gets. So
no.
This is a really interesting market.
No. Yeah, and maybe he'd go to the AFC for the similar reasons that you were
talking about. Yep, that's a big point, too. Like, is that a factor for any of the teams giving these QBs up? Is John Gruden done with David Carr? He likes to hate on his current QB, whoever it happens to be.
Yep.
He would not cost you very much compared to these other guys.
Well, does he want Mariota, do you think, Gruden?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he brought
the
him
Bears
over.
Bears will probably end up with Mariota. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh.
Carson Wentz, is he staying with Philly?
Yeah, that contract's too big.
And they fired the coach partly because he ticked off Wentz and partly because he embarrassed them.
He ticked off the league.
He ticked off everybody.
Oh, Peterson, yeah.
Any day now, he'll join Matt Nagy's staff.
That's right. Well, Ryan Pace was rumored to have really liked Marcus Mariota, right?
That's why it depressed me when you mentioned it. He's bad at football at the NFL level.
Actually, I haven't seen enough of him to really have a good opinion. I mean, nothing really wowed me in Tennessee, right? That's why he's not there anymore.
I think it's possible that this will be at least in the time I can remember, the most turnover in QBs, starting QBs, that I can remember the league having.
Yeah.
Because when the Watson domino falls, there's another domino after. So, like, let's say he goes to Miami, who trades for Tua? Goes to the Jets, who trades for Darnold? Goes to the Panthers, who trades for Bridgewater? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Teddy Garoppolo, if he goes to the Niners.
Teddy Garoppolo?
Teddy Garoppolo, yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nice. Nice.
If I want to make fun of someone, I call him a Ted now. So.
Nice. Because of the stank, the Ted stank. The stank.
He's got that stank on him. He spent
permeates
in the northwest suburbs. If you're in the area, you better be wary.
Like, what's that smell off I-94? Oh, that's Ted. Ted. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh. Hey, you want?
My point, in all seriousness, is there's going to be a ton of new starting QBs throughout the league.
Everywhere, yeah. Yeah, and maybe the Bears just end up with Nick Foles. I still think that's going to be the – I think Nick Foles and a draft. That's what I'm expecting. A draft,
I mean, if you pick. Were to handicap it, that's got to be the most likely.
They're going to – I would bet – I would bet trading up. Try to trade up to get around pick number 10 or something like that. And then go after Trey Lance, maybe. He seems to be like the ooh, this guy could be great.
I could see them falling in love with his measurables and his biceps and all this crap.
Yeah.
Although I got to say, he looks the part, but he's playing like junior hires or something up there. I don't know. But
yeah.
Like, well, if so you watch Josh his highlights – yeah. If you watch his highlights, you're like, goodness, this definitely, this kid stands out. Yeah, Josh Allen worked out. Wentz worked out, kind of, then didn't.
For
then,
a bit.
I don't know anymore. But it's not unheard of for these guys to actually be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you really trust our coaching staff to develop a project? How'd that work last time?
Well, again, no, I don't. But
we hired a QB guru who doesn't work on QB mechanics. It's crazy.
But there's that slim hope that maybe Nagy, his input on the next pick, it would be better. But yeah,
so check back with me in April when I'm drinking the Trey Lance Bears Kool-Aid. Yes, got it.
Actually, it'll be the Kyle Trask Kool-Aid. Probably. If they don't trade, he's going to be the only quarterback there. I know a lot of people think, well, Mac Jones
actually, might make,
but no, I don't think so.
I think Mac Jones is going to New England if he's not gone.
That's anymore. I've seen that on a couple mock draft
he's
boards.
Having a pretty good Senior Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well, that he's wowing them. And he's got
and accuracy. His doughboy body is not going to be embarrassed at a combine that doesn't happen.
Correct. But
he's going in the first.
The knock on him is his athleticism. But the things that he supposedly got really good positives are his accuracy, especially downfield accuracy, and his ability to read the field and read the defense. I'm like, oh, so my gosh.
The anti-Mitch.
The anti-Mitch. That's a good way to look at it, yeah. So if the Bears don't move up, I think the highest quarterback's going to be Trask. I think I said that last week, too. So I bet they try to move up somehow to get up into the lower teens or something.
I think it is a given that they will try to move up if they haven't acquired their QB in the trade market beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the draft is way more likely for sure.
And it depends who they can – veteran-wise they can get. Like, if they settle on, like, a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Matt Ryan or something like that.
Oh, barf! No! Oh, Matt Ryan's the worst possible idea.
I don't want Matt Ryan. I'm just saying.
He will be so bad with this collection of players.
Yeah.
He is so dependent on a clean pocket, it's crazy.
Hey, you are preaching to the Matt Ryan hater fan club
president.
He's got a great arm,
but like at this age, behind this line, oh boy, bad fit.
Yeah, and he's got the 28-3 stank on him. I don't know if he could have that and the Teddy stank on him. That's a lot of stank.
Yeah, unless they like cancel each other out somehow. Doesn't seem likely.
No, I don't think so.
That organization still has not recovered from that game.
No. That's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, hey, before we wrap this up, you want to do some Lions Twitter here?
How are they taking trading the franchise's best QB?
Well, actually, I don't have stuff from that because when did we get that news? Was that 2 days ago or was that yesterday?
I thought it was early in the week, or was it like late last week? It's been a day or two.
Was it okay?
Here, let me hop over to the Reddit. That's the other.
Everything I have is still from the coach, their new coach.
Well, he's hilarious, so I'm willing to give that some attention.
So this is Fresh Prince of BG on Twitter. Lions coach is trash, talking about biting kneecaps off and stuff. Nobody got time for that, and he sounds deranged, not tough. that sounds about right.
Actually,
that doesn't.
Are you sure you're a Lions fan, sir? You appear to have a brain.
Yeah, I know. And then here's a Lions. This is Dan Gold SS. I don't know, or Dan Gold Zest, whatever. But he's responding to a.
Watch that language,
John. I know. John Legend tweeted, "Hire Eric Bieniemy," and I thought, "Ooh, is John Legend a Lions fan?" So I did a little rabbit hole internet, and no, I didn't find anything. He was just saying that as a general statement. But a Lions fan responded to him, and he said, "This Dan Gold SS." He said, "Why should the Lions hire the best offensive coordinator in football when we can give a 6-year contract to a doppelganger for the Big Lebowski who's never been a coordinator or head coach?"
And he wants to, like, the Big Lebowski's like, chill. He might look halfway like him, but he acts nothing like him. Yeah, he's not the dude. He doesn't abide. He rages out and bites knees and whatever else.
Yeah. Now, here's another Lions fan. This isn't related to the coach. This is just something that struck me as funny. It's something we can bond over here with Lions fans. He said, "Dang, as a Lions fan, I think it's funny the Packers lost a game on a questionable call."
Perfect.
It's like, we're brothers, my friend. NFC North brothers. Yeah. Oh, here's another good one. This is Peach James _. He said, "LaFleur will make a decent Lions coach in 10 to 15 years.
Perfect.
Wow.
Their Reddit is impressive, I must say.
All right, what you got?
Your listener, go give the Lions Reddit some love. These guys are great. All right, well, they got a Peter King says 5 teams will offer at least a first. A little further down, there's a guy claiming the Niners and that's actually getting close. So maybe this is the big scoop. Who cares? He's an internet random. The Niners make a ton of sense, though.
Yeah.
But what I really appreciate is stuff like this. If Stafford gets traded, we should do a thank you donation to his charity. When Stafford gets traded, we should make a gift basket for his new fan base of Stafford memes. Like they're taking it in stride. I love them. A housewarming gift for his new fan base with memes, highlights, photos, etc. That's what it was called. I'll say this. Crazy Dan Campbell's putting together a pretty interesting staff.
Yeah.
Mark Brunell might become his QB coach.
Interesting. Decent NFL quarterback back in the day.
But the lefty, only threat, right? That made me almost laugh out loud earlier. Yeah, lefty. Is this. If you had told me a year ago that in 2020, the Lions front office hires would look good and look together and the Texans would look like a train wreck, I would have said you were high.
That's where we're at.
And he's like, it seems so familiar, the mistakes the Texans are making. Like right down to like New England retreads and all. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Maybe a lot of Lions fans are just maybe come to terms with, you know what, Stafford, it's just not going to happen with him. We need to move on. Maybe let him move on and get an opportunity. Maybe that's where a lot of them are coming from.
I have one thing that really worries me when I go to their Reddit and laugh and enjoy how great they are at handling their disappointment. Is this a glimpse of our future?
No,
like they've gotten to the point where they don't even get mad. They're just like all the stuff with Patricia, they just memed him at like crazy until he was gone. And they like Bears fans listen to a terrible press conference, would call each other immediately. We rage out about how competent they are. We still think the Bears can be something. And the Lions fans are like, nah, screw it. Let's just have fun. Who cares? We know they suck. Like, is that where we're headed?
Maybe I think there's still some time before
we. All you got to do is get the QB right once. Oh, wait, the Lions.
Seriously.
Are they the counterpoint to all the things that keep me from being too pessimistic? And I don't want to go down the Joe Ostrowski route, but.
They had the quarterback, and at one point they had maybe the best wide receiver in the last, what, 3 decades? Two, three decades?
He and Moss are like the most physically talented ever, aren't they? Yeah. Like he and Moss and Terrell Owens, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Moss is the best I ever saw. I know, man, I'm not Moss supposed to say that because Jerry Rice is the GOAT, you know.
Rice was awesome, Moss, too.
He was, but I thought Moss Rice was better.
Moss was a better athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. The Bears just worry me with these things. And I'm like laughing at the Lions fans. And I'm like, how great are they? And then I'm like, what if that's like where this goes for us?
There's you know what? There's still too
many. How much longer can we be this invested? And have the Lions fans just learned to cope in a way we haven't reached yet?
There's a couple differences, though. One, there's still a lot of Bears fans that remember seeing a Super Bowl win, okay? And then, and even after that, the Bears were in the Super Bowl 15, you know, it's a long time ago, but still, it's in the rearview mirror still, but not too far.
And that's Chris is trying to be optimistic, pessimistic thought.
But my point is, the Lions don't have even a Super Bowl that they've been to have lost. You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, and we don't have the giant kick in the gonads that is having two all-time greats at their position retire at the age of 30 just to simply not be on our team anymore.
Right. Yeah. That. Oh. Yeah. Barry Sanders could have passed.
Probably Walter, the most exciting, you know, running back like ever to watch.
I would agree. I would agree. So,
yeah, they've still had it a lot worse. We're a ways away. Good. I wasn't convinced. I just needed clarity, and I knew you'd be the guy.
Did I help? Did I help you?
You did help. Although 15 years since the last Super Bowl hurts.
It does. It does.
That also makes me so much older than I care to admit.
Yeah. Well, I put this on Facebook the other day. I don't know if you saw it, but with the 85 Bears having won the Super Bowl, I was 8 years old. And if you had told 8-year-old Chris back then that the Patriots will win 6 more at least before the Bears win another one, that would have seemed ludicrous. You know, after the way the Bears just dominated that game, and I think
this is why you don't like Brady.
Maybe that's part of it. I don't not like Brady. I just don't like the fact that we have to say he's the best ever. End of discussion. That's my problem with. So it's not Brady as much as the Brady people out there, the Brady expositors. if I could borrow
expositors.
You know what I'm saying? Like Dan Orlovsky saying, yesterday's game proves once and for all Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever. And, you know, there's no debate. That door is closed. And after that game, you're saying that? Really?
I mean, it's
after that game?
It's dumb to distill his ridiculous career down to a game. So that's a stupid take for that reason.
I thought Orlovsky was smarter than that. I guess not.
So did I. That's what my problem with it isn't his conclusion. It's how he got there. But I don't want to get into all that.
Yeah, I know.
It depends on how you define GOAT. To me, he's definitely the GOAT because it's a combination of his accuracy, his intelligence, his stats, and above all, his just absurd amount of accomplishments. No one else has that quite as a combo, but he's not the most physically gifted to play, that's for sure. And the coverage of him is just annoying, just like it is anytime someone's amazing. But I got sick of Jordan at one point.
Quite naturally.
Because it was like he was walking on water and raising the dead, you know?
Wasn't he?
No. I don't know, but he ate an entire pizza by himself.
He did. Nobody else ate the whole pizza by myself. And I took that personally.
I took that personally. Jordan memes are amazing.
We do have to talk about The Last Dance sometime, but
we should. We got to do a non-football pod, but the baseball one's gonna suck at this rate.
Oh, and you know, we got to talk
about our teams don't care, Chris. They neither one are doing anything.
I know.
The Cardinals are the only team in baseball this offseason who have not acquired a major league player.
Wow,
that's incredible.
That's almost impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I keep seeing, Chris Bryant's going to the Blue Jays. No, Chris Bryant's going to the Mets. And I just think...
No, it's the Nationals. Man, they have a thing for former Cubs.
This team, man. Chris Bryant's the best... He's had the best start to a Cubs career in my lifetime. And fans are mad that he doesn't win the MVP every year. And now they want to get rid of him. And
it's almost like he's a victim of his own success.
Right, yeah. And Cubs fans are dumb.
And I know your daughter would be devastated if they traded him.
Yeah, she's past the heart, you know, heartthrob point, but she's he's still got a tender place in her heart. But when the Cubs played the Rangers a couple years ago, we went to go see him, and she told me that we were right by left field. He was playing left field that game, and she said that she almost started crying when she saw him.
Those teenage years.
All right, man, I should let you go. It's people listening can't see this, but I cannot see you anymore on the Zoom screen.
Yes, it's dark behind me.
Pitch black out there. What's going on? Alien invasion or something.
My seance has started.
Well.
Talk to Legion here in a minute.
Then I don't want to keep you. Yeah. But I gotta talk about your research sometime too, so people can get to know the real Dr. Mark Jansen.
Oh man, that's a whole different ball game there.
Yeah. And by the way, and next week, you know who I'm interviewing? Dr. Ryan Stokes.
Oh.
Talk about his book, The Satan.
Did me joking around about Satan remind you of that?
Maybe it triggered something.
Or my seance or whatever it was I said.
Legion. Oh, the seance, yes, Legion. Yeah. Speaking of Legion. Yeah, but that's going to be fun. And,
well, give him my warmest regards.
I will.
Ryan, not Satan. Well, I mean, I guess.
Give my regards to Satan. All right, man. Thanks as always.
In the intro.
That's right.
All right. Later, pal.
See ya.
The Bears.
The Bears.
I love the Bears.
Seriously, sometime I got to get Mark to talk about his research and his writing and his archaeological expeditions and adventures. Almost like Indiana Jones, I tell you. Well, maybe not quite, but we got to do that sometime. Thank you again, as always, for listening to the Meatball Composer. There could be some big league-wide quarterback news soon, probably not till after the Super Bowl. But when that starts to happen, we will be on top of that to share our thoughts that you will be dying to hear, I'm sure. Next week we'll do more of a Super Bowl preview. Didn't want to do that today because there was so much other stuff to get into. Stay tuned for my interview with Dr. Ryan Stokes coming in a couple weeks, where we'll talk about his book, The Satan, how God's executioner became the enemy. How's that for a title? Whew. So that's going to be a fun talk. Thank you again. I hope you're all well and staying safe. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel with this pandemic. So get your vaccines, keep your masks on, all that stuff. And maybe the end is in sight after all. But let's be smart until then. And even, beyond, if we need to, let's just wait and see what happens. All right. Thanks again for listening. Take care.
You've been meatballed.
The Bears.
The Bears. The Bears.
Cram it up your cram hole,
floor. I love the Bears.